Good afternoon, everyone. It's Sally Kalin here. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Welcome, everyone. I am so glad you are here. We have got a good show today. I am going to be diving right in. I am talking about one of my favorite things that I love to talk about, and that is manifesting and creating. And today we are going to be talking about creating that great relationship, manifesting that great relationship. What do you need to do to call in a great love, right? You're probably asking yourself that time and time again if you're single. I want a great love. Like, what do I need to do to call this in? Well, I'm going to give you some tips today on exactly what you can do to manifest that great love. If you haven't listened to my other episodes, be sure to scroll back. I've got 169 other episodes here, guys, that you need to go listen to if you have any kind of relationship issue, from toxic relationships to letting go, breaking up, starting over. It's all here. So scroll back and reach out to me if I can help you on your journey as well, because I am here for you. Okay, let's get on to today's show. Want to talk to you about this because I know the reality of creating and manifesting. I have proven in my own life time and time again the power that we all have when it comes to our relationships, right? It starts with the way we think about ourselves, of course. We naturally call in what it is we're saying to ourselves, what it is we're thinking and feeling. So I want to share with you today probably about 6 or 7 things that you can do to get you off to a good start when it comes to having a great loving relationship, right? So the first thing you need to do or be is you got to be ready. Now, I know most of you are saying, well, of course I'm ready, I'm looking, but let me just break it down a bit further. When I say be ready, what I mean is this: when we meet someone, it is going to take up your time. It's going to involve you maybe rescheduling things. It's going to change your life, right? And we got to be able to have the time to have a relationship, because when you meet someone, right, you got to get to know them. You've got to schedule in these different times you're going to hang out with them. And a lot of people have said to me that I've worked with actually in the past, you know, I really wanted to have a great relationship. I didn't have any time anyway, so it was lucky it didn't work out and or whatever it was, right? And that's the thing. Have you got the time? Are you ready? So get yourself into that mindset and ask, like, literally say to yourself, am I ready for a relationship? Am I ready for what that involves? Because I think it's easy to forget as well. When we've been single for a little bit as well, we get into doing our own thing. We get into doing whatever we want on our terms. And then we meet someone and things change. And I know it can be really exciting in the beginning and it's so great. We've met someone we've got a connection with. And, you know, that's all without, you know, that happens. But have you got the time? Are you ready for what it takes to have a great relationship? Because this is what this podcast is about. When you're ready for a great relationship, right? How do you bring it in? First of all, be ready for that great relationship. The second thing in creating a manifesting a relationship is you got to know what you want in that person. You got to know what you want, and I want you to write it down. Write down exactly what you want in a person and be very specific on that list. Not just the way someone looks, but the way someone's character is, how they behave, who they are, what they do. Like, really get into it, right? When you're writing this down, it's such a good therapy. It's such a good therapy practice as well for in clearing your own like energy field, so to speak, when it comes to calling in a healthy relationship. Because when we write things down, we really begin to start really realizing, you know, what we do and don't want. And I know for me, one of the things that I wrote on one of my lists at one point in time was I needed to have someone that was willing to involve me in their big decision making. May sound a little bit odd to some people, but because I'd had relationships in which the guy kind of controlled everything, did everything, I didn't really have a say. So one of the things that was important to me was, like, I needed someone like that. Something I would never have put on a list in the past, right? But it's that kind of stuff. It's not just about what they look like. Of course, that's important. You got to have the chemistry. You got to have all that usual stuff. But it's also about their character and how they show up. Like, literally write it down on a piece of A4, what you really want, like get really clear on that, right? Write down your non-negotiables, write down your negotiables. You know, there are some things that we can have that maybe not be perfect for us, but we're okay. If they're, you know, someone that likes to do, I don't know, some sport, like, and we're not sporty at all, that might be okay for you if it's once a week, right? But if you're just not into it and you don't want any of that, that's a non-negotiable for you or whatever. I'm just throwing things out there, but you get the picture, like really know what you want. Third thing is when you know what you want, I want you to, from that writing down process, I want you to create a vision, a 30-second mind movie of a scenario that would tell you that you're living your ideal life with that person, or you're in a relationship with that person. Like, create something. What would that scene look like? I want you to see yourself as in the first person, not as someone watching the movie, but you're in that 30-second movie. And I'll give you an example. I used to visualize walking on the beach with a particular person and what they were saying to me, and I'd really embody all this stuff and I'd feel into it, right? And yeah, that happened. So it's about getting really clear and then creating that vision, that movie, because the feeling is the secret. You know, Neville Goddard, I don't know whether you've heard of him, but he spoke a lot about this stuff way back in the 50s and 60s. Say, you know, imagination is everything. What we feel and believe and we act as if, be as if, we will call to us, we will create it. And it's nowadays everyone talks about that stuff, right? I mean, I don't think enough people talk about how important the energetic feeling state is, but you got to feel it as if it's already done. You're not feeling great and loving when that person shows up. You're feeling it now, in this moment, right now, in the present moment. So from that vision that you're going to be playing over and over throughout your day, especially first thing in the morning, last thing at night, you're going to feel, what does it feel like to be with that person? How do you feel when that person's hanging out with you? What are you doing together? Like, get into the vibe of it's already done, right? Because that's how it is. It's already done. Super, super important. The next point I would like to make is I want you to completely detach from the outcome. This is a really important part of the process in, you know, when we're visualizing, when we're creating. We have to let it go. Once we've written down what it is we're really wanting to experience, once we embody that energetically and we're playing those mind movies in our mind and we're feeling as if, being as if, we then just have to like totally surrender to the process. Meaning we're not looking over our shoulder every 3 seconds. We're not just like going, okay, is something happening yet? Or, you know, da da da. Right? We're really surrendered to the outcome. And that can be a little bit difficult for many people to practice, especially because our egoic mind is always wanting us to see something and have that thing happen on our terms. And we're kind of trying to manipulate the world in the way we want it to be. There has to be a surrendering. I really can't emphasize this enough, guys. The more you surrender and let it go, see it as done, right? Just see it as already done. Because, you know, I haven't said it in this clip, in this podcast today, but I talk a lot about being present, like being in the now, living in this present moment. Like, yes, have your visions and that, but you're living so presently. When you're living in that space, right, you already feel as if you already have everything you're seeking anyway. So you're not looking over your shoulder, right, to see if that person's shown up. So detach from the outcome of what it is you're wanting to experience. Like, it is on its way, right? It's on its way. I can guarantee it's on its way. You just got to trust in that. The next point I want to make, which is a really important point, actually, and I've spoken about this on another podcast. In all of this process of calling in and manifesting, what I can't emphasize enough is the importance of choosing love over needing love. Meaning, you don't have to be all perfect in a great high vibe perfect state to have a great relationship, right? You can be a work in progress like most of us are. But here's the thing. If we have got patterns of attachment. We've got patterns of toxic. We've got patterns of inner child wounding. We can repeat those patterns, right, if we're not working on ourselves. And when we're in that loop, we can tend to be sort of needing love as opposed to choosing it from a place of safety and peace within ourselves. We're choosing it from a needy place, from our inner child wounds. So this is why, and I've mentioned it in other podcasts, it's really important to work on yourself at all times. Like, really be aware of who you are and have that connection with yourself. Begin to look at, you know, how you think about love, your inner dialogue about love and your usual patterning, and to recognize that you are now wanting to be choosing love and not needing love, and really energetically embody that within yourself. Because the more confident and at peace you are with yourself, that is going to be a natural thing that happens anyway. You're not going to be coming from that place of, I need someone to complete me, I need this relationship to feel whole. That is going to not happen the more you do that inner work on yourself. And like I say, it doesn't have to be, you have to be all sorted out to meet the right person. There's nothing more beautiful actually than two people coming together that are willing to hold space for each other and help each other grow together. So that's that point. The next point, and I think the final point for today, which I want to make, is about dating apps. Now, I am not totally against dating apps. It's definitely the thing of the day. But here's what I would say about that. If you're going to go on that path of dating apps, then my suggestion is to go on dating apps in which you are having to pay. Because you're going to be more likely to find high-level love, high-level matches with people that are investing in themselves, as opposed to going on those sites which are free and every single person is on there. Not saying that you can't meet someone off of those free apps, you definitely can, but it's like, you know, your chances of meeting someone are that way, I feel, are slimmer and takes more energy and time, because there's just such an abundance of people just swiping, right? When you go into a paid dating app, you're going to be more matched up with people that are wanting similar things, and I just feel like it's probably a better option. That's just my personal opinion. Of course, you're going to do what you're going to do. But when it comes to, you know, having this great relationship, I would definitely go more for the paid dating apps for sure. In saying that, you don't need to be going on a dating app at all. Because like I said, if you are energetically embodying, you are already in a relationship, you're feeling amazing, you're feeling good, you're moving about your day, doing your thing, you've got no attachment, you're probably going to run into someone at the fruit and veg aisle in Coles or something. And if you're, I'm in Australia, so some of you may not know Coles is, it's a grocery store basically. It's just, so you can meet someone in a coffee shop, you can meet someone like anywhere. Like, literally, I was walking along at the mall about a year ago now, and it was this guy literally walked up to me and just started talking to me. He said I passed him a couple of times and he wanted to introduce himself, and actually someone else, I just remembered another one just at the start of this COVID thing. Somebody came up to me in a grocery store, that was in a grocery store as well, and started chatting to me as well. So look, we can meet people anywhere, especially when we're embodying that feeling as if it's already here. So let's just recap some of those points that I've made today and things that you can do to call in that great relationship. Number one is just be ready for it. Know that you've got the time and space and energy for what it takes to be in a great relationship. Number two, like, really know what you want, write it down, get clear, like, break it all down, know exactly what you want. Oh, and I didn't mention this, but this goes without saying, make sure that what you're wanting in somebody else, you actually have those qualities cultivated in yourself. Really important as well. Once you have that written down, create a vision in your mind. Like, see that 30-second mind movie of your ideal life with that person, what it looks like. Like, literally feel it as already done. Like, what is it you're ideally wanting? Embody it, energetically connect with it. Like, literally create that scene, listen to it. Like listen to it. You can actually record it on a voice memo, actually, like what you're seeing in your mind. That's a really good way to fall asleep to it. I didn't mention that before either. But literally have that scene being played in your mind. You can play it over as many times as you like in the day as you want. but definitely first thing in the morning and last thing at night, like embody all the energy of that mind movie. Definitely detach from outcome, like let it go. Like you've written it down, you've created the scene, let it go. What will be, trust in it. There is nothing comes quicker by holding on to something. It literally, if anything, it just like, slips through your fingers, so to speak, when we're holding on too tight. We have to energetically trust, move away from it, and just go, whew, I just know it's all here. I'm just energetically ready when it shows up, and I'm just gonna trust in it and, yeah, again, embody it. And if you're going on the dating apps, maybe you choose to go on ones in which you actually invest your money, because I feel like more people that are ready for something great are going to be more investing in their dollars than someone that's just going on the free sites. I'm saying that you can go on any dating sites you want, I'm not because you can meet people, but anywhere. But for me, if I'm wanting to call in a great love, I certainly would be investing in one of the higher quality dating apps. So that's my opinion, guys. So I hope that's been helpful. Just from my just to add to this, I cannot emphasize enough the aspect of feeling as if it's already done. Like really be in a place where you're really energetically feeling as if it's already done. And like I said, if you do have a pattern of not so healthy relationships, maybe we'll definitely do some work about that before, because we will always attract to us energetically who we are. Okay, when I say who we are, the story you have about yourself, the way you truly feel on a deep level, meaning if you don't feel really worthy, or if you don't really feel good on some level, or you don't really think you can meet a great guy, or you don't really think you can meet a great girl, you will energetically meet someone in that same vibration, right? That's why it's always important to do the inner work first, or as you're going, because or you'll keep repeating cycles. But that's another podcast. You can scroll back 169 other episodes there for you guys. And look, if you're ready to work with me and you're wanting to create like heal your toxic relationship cycle, if you're wanting to work with me in helping you create the life and the love that you truly want, I have 4 different program options. Please reach out to me and ask me about that. You can go to my website, sallykalin.com. I think it's actually mostly finished, that website. It's a work in progress, but I know the programs are up there. And please come over to Instagram and say hello to me. And yeah, I'm going to love you and leave you guys. Let me know if this podcast has been helpful, and please share it away, because the more people that hear it, the better and the higher up the rankings I go. And I just want to get this podcast out there so more and more and more people can benefit from all the information I've got here, because let me tell you now, there's no one that knows relationships like I do, because I've been there. So you just have to scroll back and realize that. Okay, my loves, I will be back soon. Take care of your hearts. Talk to you soon, guys.